Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
But if you study those beginning passages of the Bible, and I advise all of you, especially our astute Bible scholars, to do a good study of Genesis. It's the most prophetic book ever in the Bible. Okay? Now, if you do a study of the image, the word translated image, Tselem, and then the word translated likeness, you will think that it is the same. In fact, the word image is the word shade. Let us make man in our shade. Okay? And another word is illusion, phantom, or ghost. After a likeness, the likeness is talking about resemblance. They are not really the same. You think that the image is the same as the resemblance, but they are two different processes
altogether.
She didn't
get it. I know it is very difficult for us to get it. All our language was not as developed as languages in which the Bible was written. God intentionally wrote it in the most developed language, the Hebrew and the Greek, so that what he really wants to say will come out, not with English or Fante. Let me explain. The best way of understanding image, let's make man in our image according to our likeness, is the imagery of this, the way that we were shooting pictures. Some of you do not know this one. It's not a digital one. But some time ago, when we were taking pictures of ourselves, we first get a shade. We call it the negative.
Yeah.
Okay? And then the negative is processed into the real picture. That is what God meant when he said that I want an image and then I want a likeness. So God caused our first parent, physical Adam, to come out. And Adam represents that image, that shade.
Now Adam did not say,
but God had in mind a second, or rather, or better, a last Adam.
And this
last Adam is in the express image, or what we can call the real intended picture. And that express image is Jesus Christ. So, every person, when he takes a picture of himself, get the negative or the shade or the image. But you see, until you hold the image against the light, the negative, what we call the negative against the light, you will not know whether it's you. You think it's somebody else.
Na sen kan utwa photo na unya negative no na wan fan chia kan a ugu sa ya unya be wani bibi tum bi na twetia ho na mom sa wodi chia kan a enye wutumi hu ade apotia ewo.
You see, that is why we don't know anything about Adam.
And you tina yin nim nyoma pfa Adam ho.
And until we hold Adam, I'm talking about the first Adam, our physical parent, until we hold Adam and Eve in the light of the word of God, there is very little God has said about Adam. It's like we are seeing a ghost, an illusion.
Now, because he said, you're for Adam and Eve. Now, you do much when you're not saying, you're not saying.
But every person who is born of a woman who came through the physical Adam is in the image of God.
Now, what be ara wa ba wu ni biara wa ye o ne o ye nyankopon sesu ni bi.
But this image has to be spiritually developed.
Na sandi pay I was a susumu no onyini.
Spiritually developed to look like the spiritual Adam or the last Adam, who is Jesus Christ.
Na was a onyini se beya obese Christo.
Now the place where the negative is developed is called the dark room.
Na baby a ya this a negative ya na sama yko na ya ya eman fonyini beye ni efeno dark room ane danye muye sum.
And everybody, every people group has to go through the dark room so that what God has destined for those people will come out.
No bi biara wo se wunyini wo fati bia munyini ekodun pempenso bi no e wo se wo fa sa edan na emuye sum no mu.
So irrespective of who you are,
and for who the power ye,
whether you are black or you are white or you are yellow or you are red,
se wo ye kokko tuntum en fifi ahabamu no ne atibiara
obe. Every people group need a dark room of pressure.
Na obi biara enkofukuo biara e wo se wo mo fa sa edan tuntum a ehiwo
and apparent hopelessness.
Na ube hu se bibi enkoyie kora e wo nyo
and difficulty.
Or how one Yahweh we had done.
Where the word of God about you seem to be failing. There is a dark room for every human being.
Now when you pay biara owo bia eye ebia yesum edema wa wabrabo.
In our quest to be moved from one glory of the negative to another glory of the glory of the old man or the old Adam to the glory of the new Adam, we have to go through the dark room of failure. We will go through the dark room of challenges and troubles and blindness, just so that things about us that we never knew were there, they will be reawakened.
Yes.
And they will be activated. And then suddenly we will say, hey, we didn't know we were capable of this or that. Yes. We have to go through the dark room of pressure and troubles and difficulties so that hidden things about us will be manifest.
Now, we be a man for Kuo Biarano, a drop of Sobio, Namima of Fasa, a suit to be animal, a man, no maybe a woman appear, Ebia, who sumanea tete, who sumanea who ye hear, who sumanea ni fryer, Nama, who was that to be animal who ye hear, Munmo, who be who said, son, no maybe woman, moa, I ended, you are who ye hear, Munu, Ninara, a bedeji.
Black people in general.
Now, before you can,
we have been in the dark room of life for a long time. Some other people group have had various aspects of their lives developed, and they have been framed, and they are a message to all of us. And we wonder, what are we still doing in the dark room, having the liquid of the film developer, the solvent poured upon us? And poured upon us troubles, baptized into troubles and difficulties and challenges where there is no light and where there seems to be no hope. Why have we been there for so long a time?
Na ye baby sasa bibi fwa day. Se ni awa chon foni wa kwa ni da kumwa. Ana baby awa kwa dani sama na baby yon foni na. Wadi nyoma baby ya egu suan sana. Na saab dani ya chia tina mwa che e bibi fwa. Ya wuse binu mdi oma pia de daw. Ama omu hayo omu foni na dani wedi. Na ye bisa ya sa yan kwa aday. Ya kwa she dan tuntunu e bibi mai. Ate te wa hawa ni fwa baby bayi yon fimu ye aday.
Dark room of mental damage, political instability. When we are going to elect a president, we have to fast and pray. Hey!
Nah, ya tibi asa bibi manu ehu. Esa se ya da wanshe esumu muninti. Tibi ya yesumu nyamebe dani yen ako bebifu fronti. Ya kwa tuwa bampua. Se ya nye kwa nchene mpaiba anu odinya. Ya nimi ebesi.
Dark room of economic dependency. Social inferiority.
Let's see.
Dark room of bad nation wrecking attitudes.
Na tibi ya yɛ nkrɔfo a yɛse yɛ man nkrɔfo a yɛde sua yɛtumi ntɔmfa nkɔ anim nkrɔfo a yɛse kasɛm ɛyɛ atete ade nyina yɛnsa da yɛnsɛm a yɛsere.
There is a person in the dark room called the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Na ya wama papa bia anase wo bia owo sa edan yemu yesumo ye friend nyame susunkonkon.
He is a developer of the negative or the old nature.
Hallelujah.
The old glory. He is a developer of the old glory into the new glory of Jesus Christ.
Na sa wo nyame susunkonkon okaye huwo edan yemu yetuntumi no no na wo be danyo mebie di ama yehu ni.
In order to come out well, you have to be dipped more into the liquid or the solvent of the film developer.
Na kosi se wo betumi ayi wo husam foni no. E wo se wode wo hye ensuo ani enu ahuro bebre mu ansana foni na yi no ho.
Dirty water.
Ensuo ye fi.
Remember, Naaman was asked to go and dip in the Jordan how many times?
Seven
times.
Na Naaman, odifo ne ka chen se onfa ne hunko hye sa ensuo na enyamu mu emprenso.
And Jordan was not clean water.
Na Jordan na enye ensuo eni ete.
In fact, you compare the waters of Jordan to the waters of Damascus like Fafa and then Abana, and he said, if I want to be clean, why don't I rather dip in those clean waters? Why should I dip in dirty water?
Na fane se Jordan na ti se galamse ensuo na ensuo papa wo ho na wodi fu ka kire ai papa wasrani wo ye soja ni de nanso fa hu ko se galamse ensuo nu na wodi sa se wo ba takra dia me pipe mu bi ni fe nti odi fu me se bi gu ba rim na me dimiti she mu enko eye yi ana.
So Africa, we have experienced so much bad behavior, so much negatives, and sometimes you wonder, you don't understand. Today you understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Because you see, when the film developer pours the liquid on the image, on the negative, the negative doesn't know what is happening. You see, but the film developer knows why he's pouring this quantity of this liquid onto the onto it. It may be harsh, it may be bad, but I tell you what, the Holy Spirit understands how to move us from the old glory to the glory that Jesus Christ has brought for us.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Na nia woman se se uwo edan tuntum num na nia waye mfoni no eye ho adwuma se wo ye negative anasa man na wo nim ne ekoso wo mu odi su a ebon beye odi edu anu ohye beye odi nioma anka wani tuapa ye de ye wanye ye no odi beye ni nyina na sansa wo no wo nim ade ekoso nti obeye akosi se ne ohyehye no ebeda ne ho adi.
Pastor, are you promoting difficulty and negatives of life?
It is so funny. I woke up here, baby man, say, yeah, pa. Say, I'm paying you for your man, koye. Now, baby man, when you're my ABC, basana, so for sana, can.
Pastor, are you promoting nation wrecking attitudes and sin and adversity?
It is so for woke up and crow from Koswa Media Sika. Now, I'm Koswa and Yan the boy, ne, I want a man, you wanna.
No, you don't have to promote sin for sin to show up.
Na just a boni di anya fena wo be kasa boni koso boni na weni chia dada.
Yeah, there is nobody who promotes adversity.
Obiya niwa obese obet jina kasa how ana eya umra.
Or rather, let me put it this way: there is nobody who intentionally says that me, I want to do something that will make me suffer and then I will die. There is no normal person who does that.
Obia ni wa na dwunu mu da ho a obeka kye ne ho se me beye sadie we ya mama bra mama wu me hu bi da.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I am not justifying sins and difficulties and bad attitudes and all that. But what I'm saying is that somehow they come.
Na me ka se bone no me fo so ana tete no me koso aka se emra nemom wupo esi.
How did you sin the first sin? Were you taught how to sin?
O bone e de kan awo ye no bi na se da kire o se yes abone ana.
Paul says, I want to do good, but I can't do it. I see that I do bad. The bad has a way of coming.
Paul says,
but there is an end to it. Because no developer is going to leave the negative, the shade, or the first image. No developer is going to leave it in the dark room.
So
the Spirit of God will finish developing various aspects of our lives, and He will frame it for everybody to see.
Hallelujah.
And He's going to do it,
yes,
by grace.
Hallelujah. Now when I'm so cool, the other friend, the assassin, when you're feminine, no, you're there to phonica, see him, and maybe be a rush. Now, by the way, on a madum so.
First Peter chapter 5 and then verse 10.
Petro, woman, the kind.
The Bible says about the God of all grace.
Now I see when Yami or Ya Dumin Yame.
But the God of all grace.
Oh Yami or Ya Dumin Yame.
By the way, do you know what grace means?
Now wouldn't my dear friend are dumb? What you
it means undeserved empowerment.
And it to me I would be not and can say a demo.
The God of undeserved empowerment.
When Yamiya Wama Adumpo Wabra Nipaku.
Who has called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus? After that, you have suffered a while. Will make you.
Hallelujah.
He is going to make the people of color perfect, established, strengthened, and settle us.
Now, when Yami, be my strong. And now you have a criminal when you have a say and monyam or the other simple and pencil was so DSC.
And it is going to be by grace.
Now,
and
I'm a dumb so not the best.
Black people are like the prophet Jonah.
Now, before you have to say, I'm concerning Jonah.
Created by God, anointed by God for a purpose of turning nations around with His uniqueness.
Ah, when you're a boy, we see a young strong cousin, or then you must have a good year, so say, you better than a man, my son, when you're a dumont.
Africa is a very unique continent.
Now, it be my Biasron Kokra.
Of the seven continents in the world, there is only one, which is the original home of dark skin people.
Mercy. Now, what am I mean, you know, no, baby, but and I'll be who said, be before Cassa and Fiancassa.
One out of seven. Africa forms just 13% of the world's population.
Now, what kick am I? I'm a kuankuan sona. I be my yabaco. Yet, some more higher do see and do me and supper.
How unique we are.
Yeah, nipples from Kokra.
That's why I liken us to the prophet Jonah.
And it's in a media who had to Jonah.
Because I haven't seen a unique prophet like Jonah. And Jesus likened himself to Jonah.
Now, yes, you should know who to Jonah.
That is being 3 days, 3 nights in.
And they said, Jonah, Okoda, Abuane Yam, Nansa, and San Wolfi. Sana, yes, you should know who to Nansa and Wolfi.
Jonah is so unique because if you read the story of Jonah, you never get any picture that he has a friend or somebody even to talk to. It's like he only talks to God.
Now, okay, can Jonah woman now? What was Jonah any person questions on in your uncle? Nippon, you didn't come on Kuto any Nankopon.
Jonah was annoyed that he will not fulfill his unique anointing and purpose of turning cities around.
And I Jonah Boa Fuse, when Yami Aduma, dear man, so I bet Dana Dania Manamano on to Nine.
So instead of fulfilling our role as a people of color with our uniqueness among seven continents,
na say ye omaya ya tusu ye kama manyina ye ye and sunumu bako sebeye nia yetinu ye betumi dia ye bibi sunkwa ye tumi nyanti.
We have abandoned our uniqueness and we are seeking after what everybody is going for. We have joined a boat to Tarshish.
Na ye nyina ye jense adia ye sunkwa ye honi ye beshishe ne mo ye nyina ye prisa ye beye se binum eniti ya fu Tarshish eshen ye ko.
Certainly Jonah was not the only disobedient person in that boat.
Now was I a hear no mono and now they are not Jonah Kuti and Anawaya Sunday Tony.
Is Jonah the only person who was disobedient to God in that cruise vessel full of passengers? No, there were idol worshippers in there. Why did God not put his hand upon them? Why did God not trouble them?
Na ye bisase emra Jonah wo Jonah kofu ese no yama no kofu ye no na ti na ka Jonah nko ana na wa ye bone na busunsumfu wo won ma wo mu fe nyame nya hwi wo na su wo nyame de ne saka Jonah pe.
You see, if you are unique,
so we any pastor nko a
you will suffer
obe bre.
Because there will be no substitute God will use.
And God
will follow you wherever. Other people, other so-called races, there's only one human race, but other people of maybe white people, red people, whatever, they can be disobedient to God, but fine, there are six more continents. But if you are that unique and your uniqueness shows even on your face, when you disobey God and you have to perform a certain function for which God has anointed you, God will follow you and your disobedience is not like other people's disobedience.
Now, what say at TSS, be mind say any pastor call. So, we share a yassi quo and sooning in our Ubena cock for Benyanu, fufu for Benyanu, yellow yellow for Mianu. Now, mom said to me the Abacope, and notice one Yamu bono, I was strong call. Now, so a person, what do you be on Yamu Tata, who have been a befebula or better town watching, and the one be ya idea or person, what do
So Jonah had lost all hope and he said, let me die.
Na Jonah, and then that's when you ask or say radin since mami.
In order for people to have peace, fellow passengers, they threw Jonah into stormy waters.
Na sebeya, omu benya sumbienti, omu fa Jonah, no motu nitu sumu.
Waters that they could not handle even in the boat. How much more Jonah inside those troubled waters?
Na sa ensoya, na aswachi mbwa, na ehyamaka krakempo tumindina, na Jonah kitikiti.
But Jonah himself even encouraged them. He said, do it. Throw me inside. You want peace? Throw me inside. Sacrifice me.
Now Jonah said, share momo pasumje enya how. Momo mesuna muntu mishi entu punum enya hey.
So we've had some terrible situations where we have been neglected, abandoned, thrown somewhere so that the world can have some peace.
Na media sia bibi man amama nyina afan atoya tene se be yankaifo ne benya sumje.
But God had prepared a certain big fish.
Amen. Now when Yamia sees a nam kasiabi.
And the fish was swimming along the boat. When the boat turns like that, the fish was also turn.
Na enamuno when Yamia and se be via a shiny befebiara obediatri.
So they throw Jonah, the human family throws Jonah into the sea of troubled waters, and a big fish swallows Jonah and puts him in a darker room. Dark. where enzymes and solvents from the stomach of this big fish pours on Jonah all throughout his stay of 3 days and three nights. But there is always a third day.
Yes.
There is a third millennium.
Yes.
There is a time that the Holy Ghost works on us.
Yes.
In the darkness of our,
yes,
of our dark room. We repent and we say,
yes,
my, send me.
Hallelujah.
And God orders the big fish.
Big fish.
To go and vomit Jonah.
Yes.
Right at the shores to fulfill his purpose. Because this work of turning civilized Nineveh,
yes,
it cannot be done with the powerful peoples of life.
Mm.
It can only be done with a unique somebody,
yes,
who does not have even a prophet friend,
yes,
who cannot confide in anybody.
Yes.
But God says that you are anointed,
hallelujah,
to turn the whole civilized nation,
hallelujah,
of Nineveh around.
Hallelujah. Na emre wo nyame yesa no emre nipa atu Jonah tu enso nu no abo ane mene no sa so nyame na hye da ye na abo ane mene no wo koda ne yempa ba bia wo di aduane wi a wan menchire menchire ameme nya wo so omni ni asɛ no ba bia odi guansa wo puapie no ɛho na Jonah kɔ hye ye enti ne ma na nya wo ne yem ne enza enti ne ma mu nyina ebegu Jonah so na ɛho no Jonah ebompa ye bi na ne na sanu onyame ye bibi enti emfa wususu esu timbie bi awuwo da biara kai se e da to so na sanu wo ho na onyame ma kwan e ma bo no kofi Jonah de no koto ba bia na wo se Jonah ko esa se nini we kro ni ye kro bi abifu wo mu omo mu ni mudi wo mu enkrofo ye computer hu nyama kese kese wo mu ani tino onyame hie ni pa suku bi na batumi akoka asem na che na wo abonso amene wa afi wo de na che se wo ye sronko ani tie ma na sem ne kan anya din esa se wo robonso yama ba nti ne okan na yade ano ohye no nyame e ma ne a wo bo ni senti se obedane ama na aman no e ba mu e wo ni memu.
Is it true what we have been through
when
in the dark rooms of life? The anointing on our back. When God releases us,
so when
no city can stand on its feet. Africa, black people everywhere, God has anointed us through the pressures of life, through the dark rooms of life, so that we will bring about a rebirth of nations, a rebirth of cities. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon this Lone Ranger prophet and unique continent, so that his kingdom will be realigned to the kingdoms of this world, and it will take over.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God will take over.
Hallelujah.
The kingdoms of this world. God is still looking for the weak things, the despised things, in order to confound the things that are and the things that are strong. 1 Corinthians 1:26-29, that no flesh will glory, whether it's black flesh, red flesh, white flesh, will ever glory in his sight. And I'm bringing my message to an end.
Na ni nyina ne se san so nyame ayeye sunku nti enwosira wo ye chi ye debetumi de aye enwoma ye akase akase no ewo ho na se meni su no nyame jaye mu a o ma bi bi aye ni ho a obetumi ako ati aye ana wa se ye se ye nye ne se se ye ye na se meni su a onyame be fa nyoma nkitinkiti bi aye mu no no nyame be siesie na ma aye fe na no su no nyame nam edibeda no ho adi edi asesa mana ama amane ho na sem ka wo korinto fo nguma se obefa nia nipa emfa nya hwe no obesiesie no de ayade amono ano ho.
Africa is like Israel.
Na ebibi man yet say Israel.
Because we have always risen and fallen with them.
Na dan nyina ye ni omo sori ye ni omo hwe ase so.
But look at the treatment God gave to Israel. I will extract a principle out of it.
na me pese yeshua kwan ya wonyame any Israel man di ye
in the New Testament. God shut up Israel in unbelief so that he will have mercy upon all mankind. Question, question. Did God have to do that? I ask God, did you have to do that? Why is it that you want other Gentiles to come in? Did you have to shut some people and lock them up, limit them in unbelief, so that you can have mercy upon all? Oh, yes, yes, that's my principle. I do that. Tell them something before I go on.
See, okay, come, powerful for Numa. Baba, my atias, yes, Sabaya, many we have been on quite genial bear in Yeniti. On Yame and the Israel for no good baby. Now, what the Anyendi Ama Mamu, who on one Yamian Munyamamu Medindi, Ama Menu Yenya Chafa Womubi. Now, so be so, Yam said, now then away, sir. So then, Conje Ebra Amemufua. And then, Israel for Yahoo Crawford, you don't to Puma, or to Mupuna, you Musha Sumusa, on Yam.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.